Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the Government Accountability Office.
It's May 2013. If left unchecked, diseases that affect livestock and poultry can lead to economic losses and human health concerns. A team led by Daniel Garcia Diaz, a director in GAO's Natural Resources and Environment team, recently reviewed the federal government's efforts to monitor and respond to animal diseases. GAO's Sarah Kazmarek sat down with Daniel to talk about what they found.
What's the federal government's role in eradicating diseases in livestock and poultry?
The United States Department of Agriculture, USDA, is the lead agency for detecting, controlling, and eradicating diseases in livestock and poultry in the country. But it also works with other federal agencies that are also responsible directly or indirectly with disease surveillance and public health issues. Specifically, the Department of Homeland Security is responsible for coordinating all biosurveillance efforts in the federal government. It coordinates with federal agencies such as USDA to ensure that the federal government is effectively addressing this issue.
You mentioned the Department of Homeland Security, but how has USDA responded to new or emerging diseases?
So USDA is in the process of updating or modernizing, if you will, its animal disease surveillance efforts. And what it hopes to do is to provide a national picture of the health of the country's livestock and poultry. In the past, it's only tracked and monitored specific diseases. So the agency feels that this new approach, which focuses on the overall health of livestock, will be more effective in detecting emerging and new diseases.
Now, your team actually went out and looked at swine facilities for this report. Can you talk about what you learned there?
Yes. In fact, we selected states in the pork-producing regions of the country. We selected those states in particular because we wanted to see how one of USDA's new efforts under this modernized approach was playing out. So we went to markets and watched swine and how they were being examined by state inspectors. I think the learning experience for us from those visits was that we were able to identify some key challenges that USDA will be facing as it implements its new approach.
What does GAO recommend for enhancing disease surveillance efforts?
We recommend that USDA develop an overall strategy with specific goals and measures to show how it supports the federal government's broader biosurveillance efforts. Specifically, we found that USDA didn't have a roadmap on how its new approach would work. It did not include any specific information on what it expected to achieve through these efforts. Further, USDA didn't always grade its own performance, so it really had no way to determine whether its individual initiatives were effective or not. And finally, none of USDA's planning documents indicated how it would contribute to the national goal of biosurveillance.
Finally, for taxpayers concerned about the health of livestock and poultry, what's the bottom line here?
The bottom line is USDA has embarked on an ambitious and complex effort at modernizing its disease surveillance program. USDA will have to bring together its separate initiatives under a comprehensive strategy, and by doing so, it will be better positioned to address threats to human and animal health.
To learn more, visit GAO's website at gao.gov. And be sure to tune in to the next edition of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the Government Accountability Office.